Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Love Down Under. Love Down Under. Love Down Under.
Init dito, Papa Dan, pero kasing init din ang ating talakayan ang mangyayari ngayong umaga dito sa SBS Filipino. Kasi, ay nako, pagdating sa pag-ibig talaga, lahat ay hamakin. Di ba may kasabihan na gano'n?
Totoo, totoo. At hindi lang yan syempre sa, alam mo yung Pilipino nga, tapos kayo na yung mag-partner o mag-jowa, ika nga mag-asawa. Mm-mm. Challenging na nga dahil may mga kumukontra, may mga sinasabi, ano pa kaya, Claudette, kung kayo ay magkaibang lahi. And also, ito pa ay nasa same-sex relationship.
Wow!
Diba? Nako, itong ating kwento ngayong umaga kasi, sila ay nasa same-sex relationship. Itong si James ang ating makakausap, nanggaling sa isang mahabang relationship, no, Claudette? 5 years. Nag-live-in sila ng kanyang partner sa Pilipinas. Actually, boto yung parents eh. Okay naman eh. Walang problema. Kaso nga lang, silang dalawa ng kanyang ex ay nagkalabuan at siya po ay napiling umalis na sa Pilipinas. Sumubok muna maghanap ng at magpalipas, mag-move on. Singapore. Nag-try sa Singapore 1 month. Malaysia 1 month. Pero sabi niya, sa Australia talaga ako pupunta. So in 2017, siya ay pumunta dito at nakilala ang kanyang current partner na si Ryan. Atin ang tanungin.
Okay.
Ang detalye ng kwentong ito. Makakasama natin ngayong umaga sa Love Down Under. Let's all welcome James. Good morning.
Good morning, Claudette and Dan. Thank you so much for having me.
We are very, very happy, James, to have you this morning. Kumusta ka? Bago ang lahat?
Okay naman. Everything's going good. Grabe naman yung introduction nyo.
Diba?
Oo. Kami mismo ay talagang excited na marinig mula sa iyo ang iyong kwento, no? Ang kwento ng iyong love life at ang kwento ng iyong, kumbaga, paglaban sa iyong relationship na yan na talagang papunta na doon sa sinasabi nating pag-iisang dibdib.
Yes, yes. Tama, thank you. You know, hindi siya madali. It's not an easy relationship at all, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we faced a lot of hurdles and tribulations along the way.
Okay, di simulan na natin ang kwentuhan tungkol dyan. Ano? Balikan muna natin, syempre, sabi namin kanina, nabanggit mo na Singapore, Malaysia. Bakit sa Australia na ultimately ang iyong destination to move on?
Well, you know, originally kasi, bata pa lang ako since grade 1. Like, first grade, I've been wanting to go to Australia. It's been my dream. Mom, we have an activity where, you know, yung teacher ko noon sinasabi, oh, I want you all guys to draw, you know, a place or, like, in 5 to 10 years from now, what is the place that you would like to visit or what is your dream job?
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been sketching and drawing the opera house.
And
as a young kid, I've been seeing, because we have history classes, geography classes, we study other countries at the same time, and it's always the Opera House in Sydney, Australia that's getting me. Like, parang sabi ko, gusto kong tumira doon for good, gusto ko siyang mapuntahan. So, you know, yung time as time comes, parang na-invite talaga niya ako as I grew up, as I mature, mas nag-research ako about Australia, and mas lalo ko siyang minamahal along the way. So sabi ko, why not? Why not, you know, fulfill my dream of visiting Australia?
Okay, so talagang nasa puso mo na ang Australia since you were a kid. So quick question, ano yung naging visa mo when you went to Australia? Were you a student or were you on a working visa?
Originally, I was in a tourist visa. But the thing is, bored after a week, and I decided, you know what? I want to fulfill my master's degree.
Mm.
So I decided and I picked Australia to pursue my master's degree, and I was able to do that. I was given, you know, a graduate temporary visa, and then that's when I did my master's in business. And then I finished it last 2019, and it was not easy for me.
Kanya-kanya tayo ng ano yun, no? Parang diversion to forget the heartbreak, no? So sa kanya, parang kinombo niya na, sige, makakalimot na ako sa aking matagal na relationship, and then at the same time, study at the same time.
Nagsunog kilay para makalimutan ang mga sakit sa puso na yan, no? Pero Oh, pero bago ka nag bago ka muna meet si Ryan, were you actively dating?
I am actively dating. Actually, mas nag-date ako ng ibang lahi.
Nag-explore.
Last relationship ko nga is very traumatizing for me. I was depressed for like a year. So sabi ko, parang hindi ko to kaya. I tried Singapore. Sabi ko, maybe, sige, tour lang ako all over Singapore for a month. Kasi may mga pinsan ako doon. So parang, hindi ko kaya, hindi pa rin siya mawala. Sabi ko, oh, why not visit Alyssa? And then sabi ko, hindi talaga siya nag-work. Sabi ko, not, you know, I went back to the Philippines. I told my parents, you know what? I'm going to go to Australia. I want to visit the country for a very long time. And then, you know, I decided I'm going to pursue my master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I visited Australia and I was like enjoying the country. Nawala pa nga ako 6 times. Nawala. You know, train station, naliligaw ako. Bababa.
Amen.
I can relate. I can relate.
Hindi kumpleto yung adventure mo pag di nangyayari sa'yo, no?
Yes. So, you know what? Parang nakakalimot ako. Parang sabi, parang I'm feeling free. I'm feeling myself again.
That's good.
Okay. Times na nawawala ako, so, you know, pagbaba ko ng train station, wait, why am I here in a very mountainous region? Sabi ko, nasa Blue Mountains ako, dapat sa Paramount ako bababa.
Dire-direcho.
Sabi sa akin, it was funny.
James, tanong lang namin, no? Sa tagal ng adventures mo, syempre, yung within like 2017 ka dumating, ang daming pinagdaanan dito, fresh start. So, kumbaga, di ba?
Yeah.
It helped a lot. Apparently, mukhang tumulong na mabura sa iyong alaala ang nakaraan. Di ba?
Yeah.
Ito, forward na tayo kay Ryan na napaka-special sa'yo. Kasi sa mo, nag-date ka, hindi naman nag-workout. Ito, si Ryan, mukhang naging serious ang inyong relationship. Paano ba kayo nagkakilala?
Well, hindi agad-agad serious, pero we met in a dating app. It's called Scout. And like what I always say to a lot of people, even Ryan, you know, mentioned this to a lot of people, and lagi ko sinasabi, we found love in a hopeless place.
Wow, Rumiriana ka.
Oh, sorry,
no. Yeah. I love that. Okay.
This application Scout, it's like the Craigslist of Australia, I would say. It's not place to find love, to be honest, because you can seriously even find like illegal stuff, you know. I mean, I don't want to get the person who created it in trouble, but it's not a good place to find love, to be honest. But I was at that point in my life where I was, you know, I was finding myself. I think I found myself, but at the same time, I'm trying to date a lot of different people from different dating apps. I you know, I have Tinder, I have Grindr, I have Bumble, and then I have Scout. I was trying.
Completo.
So, and then suddenly, yun na, na-meet ko si Ryan sa Scout.
Okay, how was the meeting? Paano yung, paano nag-start? Sino nag-message?
He messaged me. Nag-hi siya. So, the photo that he was using in that photo is high school pics pa. So, parang sabi ko, naku, scammer to. Sabi ko, this guy will just catfish me and pretend that he's a good-looking guy, blue eyes, blonde. So I go, naku, maloloko na naman ako. Naku, James, ha? Ito yung mga weakness mo. Yung mga
kinausap mo yung sarili mo.
Ayoko, naloko, tama na. Tama na yung 5 years na naloko ko. Papayag na even yung country na mahal ko, na minamahal ko, is dito din ako maloloko. So hindi ako nag-reply siguro mga 2 weeks. And then suddenly, nakikita ko yung pop-up ng messages dun sa application. I said, he's the same person na message ng message.
Persistent.
Sabi ko, let me respond lang. Siguro mga 1 message lang. Ang reply ko pa sa kanya nun, what do you want? I don't know you.
Wow, huh?
Okay. Me and I was like saying, hi, I just want to create, you know, a very sensible conversation, blah, blah, blah. And when he said to me na parang gusto niya ng sensible conversation, parang, oh, okay. Parang nag-iba yung mood ko. Sabi ko, iba. Parang gano'n, parang maybe let me try. Let me try to talk him out. Sabi ko, tuwala lang ako kapag tinawagan niya ako on video call. Eh, merong video call na setting yung application. So, he called me in like siguro mga 2 minutes. Siguro nag-prepare muna siya. Parang inayos niya yung hair niya already.
Siyempre naman, kasi may pa-video.
Oo. And tapos he called me na nga. And then I saw, oh my God, he's the person in the photo. Sabi ko, oh my God, hindi to scam. He's the real deal. Mm-mm. Tapos at that time, I was living in Ride. I was from Ride area and he was from Mascot. So sabi ko, hindi naman ganong kalayo.
Mm-hmm.
Pero siyempre, galing ako sa heartbreak, parang nagpapakadalagang
Pilipino. Okay.
Never mo payag na mag-meet kami or anything. Sabi ko, sige, okay, naniniwala na ako na you're the person in the photos. Kasi nakikita ko na siya on video.
Mm-hmm.
So sabi ko, okay, so what's the deal? Why do you keep on messaging me? Hi, hello, are you free to talk? Blah, blah, blah. And he said na he find me interesting. He find me mysterious because ako kasi what you see is what you get. Kung ano yung nasa photo ko dun sa application, ako talaga yun.
Mm-hmm.
So, sinasabi ko, yung introduction ko pa nga dun sa application ko sa dating app is chivalry is not dead. Tapos nilagay ko pa, I'm a hopeless romantic, mga ganun. Siguro parang kasi parang
invite siya dun sa
Sabi niya, deep down masano yung introduction ko. Hindi daw niya kasi, ma-imagine na meron pa pala talagang tao na yung naniniwala sa ganun, sa romance, sa yung chivalry is not dead, yung talagang hopeless romantic and will do anything for love. So, nahook ako sa kanya hanggang sa, continuous na yung nagme-message kami sa application. And I said, do you have Snapchat? So parang next art, he gave me his Snapchat, I gave him his Snapchat. So parang umalis na kami dun sa application niya sa dating app. So mas frequent na yung Snapchatting namin. Eh kasi nga 'di ba may video din sa Snapchat. So lagi kaming video call, voice video call. So lahat ginawa na namin. And then siguro mga after 2-3 weeks, he decided kasi na at that time I was working from home. And he was working in the area. He's a tradesman. So around Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, he was working in Ride area for a shopping mall. So sabi niya, after work, maybe I can visit you. And I said, yeah, okay, sure. So nakita kami, nag-meet kami. Tapos doon ako kinilig ng sobra. Kasi sabi ko, oh my God. Like, isa talaga yung nakita ko.
Okay.
So, siya yung nasa video, siya palagi nakikita ko in person. Sabi ko, oh my God, this is the real deal. What am I gonna do? Because, tapos nagloko pa nga ako, sabi ko, shit, mapapalaban ako ng English.
Magna-nosebleed ka. So, paano na-develop sa isang serious relationship? Yung inyong friendship?
Actually, matagal pa. Because, I had to open up about my life, about my past relationships, why I have trust issues, why took me a long time to really respond to his messages and why I was really afraid of even meeting him. I was really parang nagdadalawang isip ako, should I meet you? Kasi ang tagal kong nag-reply sa kanya nung mag-a-agree na ako na magkikita kami in person. Ang tagal kong nag-reply sa kanya kasi I was really scared. I was at a point in my life where if I'm going to do this again, I want to do this my last. I want to make sure that this will be my last relationship. I'm also thinking on the side of my head na parang, I cannot do this to him though. I cannot, tell to him na parang, I want this relationship to be my last. Because what if we're just at that moment where mag-meet lang talaga kami, o baka malay mo, hindi pala kami meant to be.
Mm.
Parang,
nag-propose agad, no? First meeting. Parang ganun yung isip niya.
Pero,
James, sorry, ito, kasi maganda yung point niya, no? Cut lang kita doon, kasi parang, alam mo yun, Kudet, kapag may first kang na-meet, sabihin mo ba yung past mo?
Yeah.
Mo yun, kukwento mo ba yung ex mo or hindi? Alam mo lagi nandun.
It takes time.
Diba?
Yeah,
di ba? Introduce mo ba unti-unti? On the first meeting ba, ito nangyari sa akin, ito gusto ko. Alam mo yun? Gusto mo siyang makip, pero ayaw mo namang i-overwhelm sa information. Diba?
Yes. Yeah. You know what? But that's the thing because, I was afraid. But my fear, siguro yung vulnerability ko at that moment made me a lot more stronger. I was at that point where I said, you know what, James? I know my value. I know my worth. So I'm going to put it on the table straight away.
Wow, ah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Nako, ito, speaking of value and worth, di ba? Aba, yun, that itself challenging na. Aba, eh, paano pa yung cultural differences nyo?
So, James, pag-usapan natin, ano yung mga tinuturo mo at natutunan ninyo ni Ryan sa isa't isa?
Actually, there's a lot to discuss, actually. But I think the main ones will probably be yung ano nga. You know, Australians, they tend to remain like very professional, and you know, yung friendship, it tends to develop like very slowly, while us Filipinos, friendship for us is very quick. Mm. Like, at, you know,
good
if it's your first day at the office, parang gusto mo agad na magkaroon ng catching up with your office mates after the office work. Parang we're very social beings. Like, mm. I'm not they're not social, but I think Filipinos are more like out there all the time. Like, we really want to include everyone else in our clique, and we just don't, you know, we just don't think, oh, because we met for the first time, you know, maybe we can, you know, catch up more next time. But as Filipinos, we would like to just include them in our lives as quick as we, you know, as we want.
Totoo.
And he's not used to that. Nagugulat siya na, why do you have so many friends here in Australia? Like, when we met, sabi niya, we've together for like 8 months at that time, I think, and he said, you got so many friends, you got more Aussie friends than me, because maybe I'm more sociable than you. And he's surprised about that, because based on his experience, wala siyang masyadong ganun kadaming friends, and I of Aussie friends. So, parang nagulat siya sa ganung, siguro sa ganung pagka-social ko, kasi hindi siya ganun ka-social. Hindi siya agad-agad nagbibigay ng parang of friendship.
Hmm.
Yeah, so talagang madami. And you know nga, Australians, they're very independent, eh, diba, when it comes to problem solving. So parang tayong Pilipino, gusto natin kasama lahat. Babe, you don't need to call everyone to know your problems or issues.
Private sila, very private sila kumpara sa atin, na talaga ikakwento natin, ibubuhos natin yung nararamdaman natin sa mga kaibigan natin.
Yeah. And even yung nag-meet kami first time in person, parang na-surprise din siya because I opened up so quickly. And I said, me, and it's just me being the Filipino, you know, the Filipino side of me is coming in where I just, you know, I just opened up straight away about my life. So, yun yung parang culture shock sa kanya. And I said that's very common with Filipinos. So, you know, you'll get that even when you visit the Philippines, you'll get to see na everyone's just very welcoming to you, even though hindi ka pa nila ganun kakilala.
Mm-hmm. Linawin lang natin, James. Si Ryan is Australian. Like, he grew up here. He was born here.
Yes, pure Australian.
Mm-hmm.
Pure Australian. Okay.
So, kung...
Pag isang pinaka-Aussie na parang ako.
Pinaka-Aussie, oo.
So, hindi po, obviously, parang hindi pa siya masyado na-expose talaga, no, to other cultures and traditions. So, sa Pinoy, ano na yung mga tradisyon natin na parang napakita mo sa kanya or itinuro, ayan.
Na-adopt
na. Or man lang. Na, oo. Even words, yung mga pagtagalog.
Well, you know, every time na nagpupunta kami sa Filipino restaurant, especially in Rockdale, in Filipino Fiesta, natutunan niya magsabi ng salamat po.
So,
as in straight away, kapag nagbigay ng utensils, kapag nagbigay, you know, spoon and fork, nagsasabi niya siya ng salamat po. So, lahat natutuwa kasi nasasabi niya ng diretso yung salamat po. Tapos, siguro, yun nga, i-coconnect ko din siya sa cultural shock. Nagulat siya ng minsan na nagsabi ako ng po at opo when I was talking to my dad. And I said, it's just how you respect the elderly, especially if you're talking to your parents. So I think, you know, I explained to him na po and opo is kind of like, how will I say it ba? Parang it's, you know, giving respect to the elderly and acknowledging and, you know, giving acknowledgement or kind of like saying yes. You know, saying yes to the person. So parang, naano din niya yon, na-adapt din niya yon. So, when he was able to talk to my dad before, napasabi siya ng opo. So, natuwa naman ako. And same time, mas marunong pa siyang magsaing ng bigas sa akin.
Ay, wow!
So, sabi niya, if masusunog daw yung bahay namin, mas bibit-bitin daw niyang una yung rice cooker.
Essential na talaga eh. Oh.
Talagang naawa na siya sa pagka-Pinoy, no? So apart from rice, na favorite na din ni Ryan, ano pa ibang Filipino food ang nagustuhan niya?
Ako kasi mahilig ako magluto ever since 7 years old. Tinuruan ng grandmother ko, tinuruan ako ng dad ko, and even ang mom ko magluto. So his favorite are adobo, sinigang, and sisig. Those three, always requested, always, babe, can you please cook adobo? And it's either pork or chicken adobo. Or sometimes I make pork chicken adobo. But yun yung three favorite niya, adobo, sinigang, and sisig.
May quick question lang ako, no? Saka, sa'yo, James, sa mga nakikinig na may mga partner, may asawa, or boyfriend, girlfriend na foreigner, or ibang lahi, no? Yes. Ini-introduce niyo ba yung food? Kunyari, ini-explain niyo, ito yung breakdown niyan. Ito yung ingredients. Kasi minsan yung itsura sa atin, it's not, alam mo yung ibang pagkain natin, para medyo iba yung itsura eh. No?
Yeah.
Hindi na pinaka-best. Like, visually, parang iba eh. Oo,
The first time he saw adobo, sabi niya, why is it too dark? Like,
yan.
No, also, dinuguan. And can you imagine what his reaction, why the dinuguan is like really dark? And I said, you know, I really had to explain to him because, especially Ryan is used to just eating mashed potatoes, you know, lamb steak, veggies. So very, very Australian kind of person. And he's not used to seeing different cuisines. And I tend to cook different cuisines at home. So I introduced him to a lot of different cuisines. And sometimes I really have to explain, oh, this particular cuisine is from this, you know, province in the Philippines. This cuisine is from my province, which is Batangas City, Lipa City. So I really had to explain, oh, these are the ingredients. I hope you're familiar with the ingredients so that he's aware that, you know,
ingredients
things
muna pala talaga, Claudette. Ganun pala yun.
Oh. I love how James explains it to Ryan, no? Talagang kompleto. Kompletos ricados, kumbaga. Pero let's talk about challenges naman, James. So, ano yung mga challenges na inyong pinagdaanan sa loob ng 5 taon na magkasama kayo? At paano niyo naman ito inaayos?
Well, we're going to celebrate our 3rd-year anniversary, actually, to be honest, on April, which is the day of our wedding. And ang dami kasi, yun nga, when I opened up about my life, about my past relationship, he kind of opened up as well. Mm-hmm. And it's a very heavy, you know, it's a heavy situation where he was in at that time when we first met because he has a 3-year-old child.
Okay. Yep.
With his, you know, with his ex who is a girl from Thailand. Mm-hmm. And it was also a heavy moment. When we met, you know, I would say that I have moved on at that time. But at the same time, I still have a little bit of issues about, you know, about relationships and about love. And at that time as well, when we met, he's also in that vulnerability and, you know, fear of meeting someone as well because he was in a bad relationship as well where he was mistreated and stuff like that. And then at the end of, you know, at the end of the relationship, there was a kid involved, you know. His ex got pregnant, so they had that baby, which is not planned at all. So it was really heavy for us, especially for me, to grasp the reality that, okay, the person that I meet, you know, I just met has, you know, a kid. And I don't know how I'm going to, you know, kind of like face that reality that there's another person involved, which is a little child. But at the same time, he's dealing with child support. He was dealing with the custody of the child, you know, the kid. So it's there's a lot of challenges along the way. But I think because there was love, you know, he realized that I was there to listen to him. And parang I always understand why, oh, James, I cannot meet you today because I have to talk to, you know, to a lawyer regarding certain stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was understanding at that moment. I think, yun nga, like, kagaya nung sinabi ko earlier, I felt my worth and my value. At the same time, I know the love that I want to give and I know the love that I want to receive in return.
Mm-hmm.
And that moment where I'm really interested with this person, I love this person and why I will not, you know, why am I not going to give him the chance? to there, and you know, to just make him deal with everything, you know, regarding his life and his kid and his ex, and then I will just be there to listen and to be there on his side. And after a year, siguro, that's when he realized, oh no, James is the real deal, because he was there for me all throughout these challenges in my life, and I was, you know, he was there with me as well during my anxiety and my you know, my other inhibitions in life and my struggles, because at the time I was also studying back then. So there's a lot of issues on my end, and there's a lot on his end. So we're kind of just there for each other. So that's when the relationship flourished, I think.
Wow. So, kita mo naman, Claudette, with James and Ryan, I think naging understanding na talaga, and yung level of maturity na rin ni James coming from that, you know, breakup, and then yung natutunan niya, as you can see, iba na, di ba? Siyempre, yung kanyang pag-unawa at ang kanyang pag-appreciate sa mga bagay-bagay. Pero, ito na nga, no, James, bago tayo magpatuloy, ito yung gusto namin itanong sa'yo, at medyo mag-pause muna tayo for a break, pero sa pagbabalik natin, gusto namin malaman yung ito ng kasalan na mangyayari, di ba? Alam namin na excited na kayo. It's like, you know, next month. Pero nabanggit din natin kaninang sa simula ng programa na, alam mo yung supportive ang family and friends, di ba? Lalo na ang iyong parents. Ngunit merong isang bagay na medyo kinukonsider kayo na mula kay mommy. May nabanggit ka na kwento mo sa amin earlier, James, about the situation. Specifically kay mommy, ano bang opinion niya or anong tingin niya dito sa inyong naralapit na kasal?
You know, oh my God, I'm gonna be emotional, but I'm trying to control myself because, you know, as a child, my parents are my kryptonite. I mean, we only have one dad, we only have one mom. And I was raised by my grandmother first and foremost. So my mom was, my dad was in the military at that time, and my mom was working in Italy, and she's been working there for 30 years.
Wow.
She started working in Italy when I was still a baby. And, you know, I would say that my dad was more of the one who's involved while I was working, because he was obviously, you know, a soldier back in the Philippines while my grandmother was raising me. So everyone was just really supportive. You know, I never had a coming out experience, even, because what you see is what you get. They already know from the beginning I have, you know, the signs that I was gay. They're very supportive about it. They know that I'm gay. They know that I had relationships before and I have a relationship right now. My dad was supportive about it, especially when I told him that, Dad, I'm getting married. He said to me, as long as you're happy, I am happy. That's all that matters to me. My mom was different. She's kind of like, I understand, I respect, and I support you being gay. I'm okay with you having a partner, but I am against the marriage. So she is giving comments about, you know, us getting married. Why am I doing it? Why do I have to get married to Ryan? I mean, she's okay with Ryan being my partner, but you guys don't have to get married. And I said, but that's how we felt. Like, we want to be there for each other for a lifetime, and that's our decision. And I think I'm at that age. I'm 30 years old, and Ryan is also at that age where we can make our own decision, and we love each other. So why not, you know, we get married? And she's just not supportive about it. And she still keeps on, you know, messaging me, you know, stuff about relationship and about even, you know, quoting Bible verses. So it's not really, you know, we're not in a good place at the moment. To be honest, you guys, we're not in the best moments at the moment. Either, you know, we're going to get married. So it's kind of making me emotional. I have a question,
James. Are you facing this alone? Parang ikaw ba yung humaharap dito? Or is Ryan getting involved, like he's talking to you? Harapin natin pareho. I'll explain. I'll talk to your mom. Ano yung effort na nangyayari ngayon? Or is there anything happening involving
you? Yeah, Ryan's very involved with everything. And I'm also very blessed and grateful that Ryan's family, like Ryan's side of the family, they're very involved and vocal about, you know, their opinions about it as well. And they're very supportive, especially Ryan's mom and grandmother. When Ryan's mom and grandmother knew about our wedding, they were really excited about it. And they even, you know, Ryan's mom and grandmother asked me, would you like to use Ryan's surname? And I said, yes, I would love to. And if I use Ryan's surname, it will be, we'll have the same name as his grandfather. Mm-hmm. And I saw the smile and I saw the gratefulness of his grandmother and his mom that, you know, I decided to use Ryan's surname. And they were happy and they were supportive about it. So I think at this moment, my strength are all coming from my dad, Ryan, and his family. Mm-hmm.
So I take na kahit na kumontra si mommy, ay talagang tuloy ang kasal. So punta na tayo doon sa happy moment naman. So ano yung wedding plans natin quickly bago tayo magtapos, James?
Madami nangyayari. There's a lot of things happening at the moment because, you know, it's not a joke. It's not a joke. It's a commitment. Getting married is a lifelong commitment. It's not a joke. It's not just saying, oh, we're just gonna get married and that's it. No, it's not. It's, especially here in Australia where it's legal. So, you know, something like a same-sex relationship, we will have the same, you know, like rules and laws and benefits as a normal same, you know, a normal relationship or a married couple. So there's a lot of things that are happening right now, still planning for a photographer for the ceremony, still looking for...
Yeah.
Still planning for the, you know, a lot of like even the bars and the drinks, the finalizing the guests. Exciting. And, you know, and we're kind of a paranoid couple as well. Even though we're boosted and vaccinated, we are kind of paranoid because there's still COVID that's happening. So we just want to limit.
Wow. I'm so excited for the
pinigiling. Oh, next month na to, no? Sa April na, 2022. Oh. So, ayun, ako. Yeah. Well, good luck sa inyo, James, and kay Ryan na rin, ano, sa inyong preps
ngayon.
Naku-enjoy niyo yan.
Oo. Ito, quickly, bago tayo magtapos, ano yung mensahe or payo nyo sa mga nasa same relationship, same-sex relationship na nasa same situation din like you and Ryan?
I think the best advice that I can give is just take time. You know, when you're hurt, it will take time for you to heal. But it's that moment where you have to give it to yourself to understand your own needs, to understand and know your value and worth. And, you know, to not get attracted to, like, you know, sexual attraction or like just straight away romantic attraction, because it often fades. So I think you have to take time to be by yourself, you know, getting into a relationship, just take time to be by yourself. Just know everything about yourself, because at the end of the day, when you're happy, happy people attracts people. And, you know, even though you're not seeking for romance, you know, just seek for partnership, because when you seek partnership, you know, the romance, you know, comes in seeking a partnership. And I think the best thing is that just be yourself, because, you know, everyone else is taken already. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a straightforward person or if you're more of a quiet or shy person. It doesn't matter, because if there's love, everything will conquer everything. So,
I love that, James. Love conquers all.
Thank you so much. And just be open and respectful and be kind to your family and your friends and everyone else.
Love Down Under. Love Down Under. Love Down Under.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.